This goes to Dr. Nisha, Nisha Vashista, Vashishta, fax 989-817-4301, and Dr. Krepostman, Krepostman, fax 989-956-4105, regarding Debbie Thomas, Thomas. Date of birth is 5/10/1962. Dear doctors, this is a consultation for Mrs. Thomas, who was sent for evaluation of stage 3A to B chronic kidney disease. And she did see a previous nephrologist who recommended that she stop all of her cardiovascular medications in order to make kidney function improve. The patient wanted a second opinion, since this did not sound like a feasible option due to her longstanding high blood pressure and known coronary artery disease. She's with her husband today and currently has no complaints. She has no chest pain or palpitations. She did have a recent cardiac catheterization in March of 2024. She did not require stents or angioplasty, but she does have some coronary artery calcifications that require medical management. And she does suffer from angina, so she's on long-acting nitrates for that, and they are helping. Currently, she denies chest pain or palpitations, no dyspnea, cough, or sputum production, no nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no constipation, diarrhea, blood, or melena. She's had some urinary tract infections, two in 2025, and she occasionally has strong-smelling urine that appears dark in color. Symptoms don't seem to get better when she takes antibiotics, the patient reports, although the symptoms do resolve spontaneously. No neuropathic pain or numbness in lower extremities, and she does have chronic edema of the lower extremities. Also, she had an adverse reaction to diuretics. They caused increased swelling instead of less swelling, and she was unable to urinate when she took them. So she almost taken off all diuretics and tries to limit fluid intake. She uses compression stockings and limits salt intake also. Past medical history is significant for hypertension, coronary artery disease, angina, hyperlipidemia, urinary tract infections, a liver cyst per CT scan in 2024, borderline diabetes, chronic recurrent edema of the lower extremities, and congestive heart failure. Past surgical history, she had cardiac catheterization March of 2024, not requiring stents or angioplasty, right leg vein repair, total abdominal hysterectomy with bilateral salping oophorectomy. She's had cervical spine fusion with plate and screw placement, right shoulder and rotator cuff and biceps tendon repair, laparoscopic cholecystectomy, and a bladder cystoscopy by Dr. Kirby sometime prior to 2020. Social history. The patient is an ex-smoker. She quit smoking in 2020. She denies alcohol or illicit drug use. She is married, lives with her husband. She's a full-time cook for the Isabella County Jail. Family history is significant for type 2 diabetes, coronary artery disease, stroke, hypertension, hyperlipidemia, and non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, which progressed to severe lymphoma in her mother. Review of systems as stated above, otherwise negative. Drug allergies, she's allergic to sulfa and morphine. Medications, Norvasc 5 mg daily, Lisinopril 20 mg daily in the evening, Lipitor 40 mg daily in the evening, Aspirin 81 mg daily in the evening, Isosorbide 30 mg daily in the morning, and Ranexa 1,000 mg twice a day. That's been a recent increase. It previously was 500 mg twice a day. Physical exam, height 70 inches, weight 216 pounds, pulse 77, blood pressure left arm sitting, large adult cuff is 126 over 70. Tympanic membranes and canals are clear. Pharynx is clear with midline uvula. Neck is supple. There's no jugular venous distension, no lymphadenopathy, no carotid bruise. Lungs are clear without rails, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen soft, non-tender, no ascites, no enlarged liver or spleen, no palpable masses. Extremities, right lower extremity, 1+ edema. Left lower extremity, trace of ankle and pedal edema. Labs, most recent lab studies were done February 7th, 2025. Creatinine is 1.4, estimated GFR is 43, sodium 141, potassium 4.2, carbon dioxide 22, calcium 9.4, albumin 4.2, liver enzymes are normal. Previous creatinine 3:23:24, creatinine 1.25, GFR 49, 2:28:24, creatinine is 1.3, GFR 47. Back to 2:07:25, hemoglobin 13.2, normal white count, normal platelets, urinalysis done 11:01:24, negative for blood, negative for protein, positive for nitrite, a trace of leukocyte esterase, 3+ bacteria were noted. Assessment and plan. 1, stage 3B, chronic kidney disease with fluctuating creatinine levels. We are going to schedule the patient for a kidney ultrasound and post-void bladder scan. This will be at the Mount Pleasant Health Park. Also, a renal artery Doppler study due to longstanding hypertension and the history of known coronary artery disease. We're going to repeat labs now and then presumably every 3 months thereafter, as long as the creatinine levels have not increased significantly. And we'll get the last echocardiogram and cardiac catheterization report from Dr. Kropostman's office for further review. And she'll have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. The patient was also evaluated and examined by Dr. Fuente. All care was coordinated with and directed and approved by him. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.